Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, for all it was worth, commissioned naval officer. The academy at Kings Point is and has been under attack for quite some time. I think his name was Philip Green. I think he was class of 76. He was the most recent superintendent graduate of Kings Point as a superintendent with a vested interest as a graduate of Kings Point to protect the academy, keep it as a prestigious institution that it has been for some time, with graduates like Kiyosaki, I think, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or whatever, that author, he's a Kings Pointer, Andrew Card, Secretary of Transportation to the first President Bush, and Chief of Staff to Second Bush, is a graduate of Kings Point, and many others. I mean, it's just, when you look at the who's who of who has come out of that institution, it's extremely prestigious. The Coast Guard Academy and individuals within the Coast Guard have been after and trying to, the Merchant Marine Academy is a, it was set up as a naval auxiliary. It's actually run by the Naval Science Department, U.S. Navy. And the Coast Guard and individuals within the Coast Guard as a Maritime Police Academy and Civil Service have been working to shut down the Merchant Marine Academy for some time. I think it's going to probably happen or be targeted within this latest move by President Obama to merge the various departments together. I think the ouster of Philip Green, or the movement of him by the Maritime Administration out of their role as superintendent to an institution near, or a maritime part of the Maritime Administration near the Coast Guard Academy, signals those continuing attacks by individuals within Homeland Security and the Coast Guard. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get into a recent order that just came out from the Ninth Circuit on my stuff.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Yeah, and I would direct you to the RBN website and to go to the bottom of it. And at the bottom, there's a section required reading. I think it's a couple lines down from the navigating my way. I was going to say circumnavigating my way to them. At the very bottom, it says required reading. It's a big red banner. There's a bunch of red banners like videos and columnists, world news, U.S. news, RPN updates. I'm reading backwards going up. But at the very bottom, there's the required reading section. The second one down says Indefinite Detention Act provisions within S-1867, H.R. 1540, H.R. 1253 already underway since 2003. Well, today, it asks you to go read that. It's a motion for request for counsel to the Ninth Circuit involving my situation that's been going on since minimally 2000. And I got yesterday, it's stamped January 10th, 2012, United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, Eric Schein, petitioner, versus United States of America et al. Respondents. They've narrowed it from United States of America, Department of Homeland Security, Secretary of DHS Janet Napolitano, Department of Transportation, National Transportation Safety Board, U.S. Coast Guard, Department of Defense, to just United States of America et al. It was before Canby, C-A-N-B-Y, and Silverman circuit judges, and I'm a little taken back. A, first, these individuals don't have to sign an order, which I guess is standard, you know, protocol. So this could be issued by anyone, and there is no, you know, official signature or anything on it. There's a file date, a stamp date. Petitioner's motion for appointment of counsel is denied. No motions for reconsideration, clarification, or modification of this denial shall be filed or entertained. Which is, you know, you're supposed to be able to file an en banc motion, especially, you know, and they didn't give any reason for the denial. They didn't go to, you know, I'd ask again, people go read the motion. And in there, it goes into stuff that's included or incorporated or surrounding the NDAA. which in my mind is martial law and military dictatorship, to where the military is not only dictating but making law, as in my situation where they're saying I'm a civilian, ignoring my naval commission and the fact that when they brought the charges against me, I was a naval officer, and that the Coast Guard, a branch of service that I'm not in, that is now saying it is a branch of military in Homeland Security that can administer civilian affairs, has the right to prosecute me for 10 years and pursue me aggressively using military personnel to do so, military JAG personnel, attorneys to do so, a military judge, because he is part of the Coast Guard, and he's actually a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, retired or not, in Lieutenant Commander Brzezinski, who I brought up about his rulings on Rendon versus TSA, making it not a burden upon free speech to impose a $700 fine for cursing in an airport or public transportation facility. Let me finish reading this. All of the requests contained in petitioners November 8th, 2011, November 16th, 2011, and December 13th, 2011 filings are denied. In there, I had asked that any of the justices that had been involved in the previous cases that the Coast Guard stepped on and quashed by use of military assets, where I was a civil litigant in federal district court going after federal employers, federal contractors, shipping companies, and union for QTEM or federal contracting violations, where the United States is covering it up for these federal contractors, these corporations, who are not just federal contractors, they're also military federal contractors, to where rather than hearing the case or the complaints, they have used a branch of military and military personnel to come after me and pursue me to impeach my character and testimony and witness about what is going on board these ships. We work on what are called shipping articles that were enacted in 1791. They have been recodified under 46 USC 10302 to where they are required, just like an elevator certificate that is supposed to be, you know, upkept for inspections on the elevators and stuff for safety, is supposed to be posted on board that has all the, it's like a forecastle card for crew members. It's called a forecastle card for the crew because it used to be posted in the forecastle where most of the crew were berthed on board these vessels going way back when the names were created. The shipping articles, though, are what the officers work on, and they're supposed to be posted on board and available to the officers and put in their staterooms on board the ships. The shipping companies and the unions have worked together collectively to hide these agreements and have worked together collectively to provide two meals instead of three per day in circumstances, to take line items out of federal contracts that are required and protected by law, federal contracting laws and more, and even the Constitution, because shipping articles are valid articles of agreement of, by, and for the people, protected within the Constitution under articles of agreement. They are valid. Shipping articles are valid articles of agreement. As federal contracts, they are protected by general maritime and admiralty law. And the court could care less, did not go to any of the issues that you can see in the motion as posted on RBN's website. The briefing schedule, and I'm continuing on, it's just a one page. The briefing schedule shall proceed as follows. The opening brief is due March 1st, 2012. So I've got a month now to do a brief, which is just, I mean, they're not going to hear it or say anything or do anything. If they didn't read and weren't concerned by a branch of military administering civilian affairs and what was put in the motion for counsel, anything that I can file in a brief is not going to move the court. And especially these two individuals, because I think they are individuals who had ruled on some of the previous cases from back in 2003, 2004, that the Coast Guard stepped on and stepped on my First Amendment rights and were pursuing me in their own little military tribunal, which is clearly a military tribunal, as I'm trying to file appeals to the Ninth Circuit and handle matters in federal district court, as Homeland Security took my vehicle, and I could go on about all the stuff that's happened and the weight of it all. With the fact that the Ninth Circuit, I mean, these are supposed to be educated, informed, well-protected individuals who can and who are supposed to be independent, to where our federal judiciary can and will act as a stopgap to overreach by the executive or even the legislature. You know, the checks and balances. And with what's going on in my own situation, I believe firmly, and all the other feelers and things that are going on out there too as well, that war with Iran is imminent. And I don't think that there's, I hope diplomacy prevails. I hope there's some way that the American people, and I guess I was thinking about the 1% and the 99%ers and Occupy Wall Street and all that stuff, and I was thinking about the 70%ers and how 70% of the American people were against World War II, and that was supposed to have been a just war. The war to end all wars. And I look at what has happened in the last 10 years. And not only what's gone on in our country, but in my own life. And I'm very sad. I'm very sad. I just, the abuse of power is just alarming. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. 800-313-9443. I have about a month to file a formal brief myself somehow to the Ninth Circuit. And, it's just ultra extreme conservatism to where I can't even move the Ninth Circuit to afford me counsel against a branch of military that I'm not in, that is prosecuting me for the last 10 years, because it goes by when you're considered to be in police custody, quote unquote, and the Coast Guard is no longer a police agency. It's a military police agency. I mean, they even had a cutter over, following the carrier strike group, I think it was, that went through the Gulf, or not through the Gulf, well, it went through the Gulf, but through the Straits of Hormuz. Why is a Coast Guard cutter part of a contingency? I don't even like the fact that they're, because they're not here, and the Coast Guard is, it's one thing to send personnel over there, have them in the Navy on a Navy ship, but why do we have a Coast Guard cutter over there when, so basically the United States Coast Guard is guarding the coasts of all the world, I guess. The fact that they are now clearly a branch of military and that they are involved in civil service or civilian law or licensing of civilian mariners, including our fisheries and more, should be extremely alarming and disturbing to everyone, to, whether you're a fisherman or make your life on or by or near the sea, or work, oil fields or oil tankers, container ships, or even stevedores and longshoremen. The fact that the United States is a battlefield now, that if you complain, you can go to Guantanamo. I mean, I had formal civil complaints in federal district court, and because of that, I've been pursued by a branch of military that I'm not in, by military JAG counsel, military personnel, a medical doctor in the Coast Guard, who sat in the proceedings in the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, California in 2008 and declared, by the way I defended myself in quote-unquote court, that I was medically, mentally incompetent by the way I defended myself. So how is that not a violation of Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Fourth, issues of not only due process but right to counsel, when they're forcing me to testify or act as my own defense counsel, and then using, if I don't remain silent, using anything that I say against me. Even though I didn't really say or do anything except object. And that was objectionable to the quote-unquote court, the military tribunal. I tried to get audio-visual recording of what was going on. Wouldn't have it. Ninth Circuit could care less. The level of corruption goes through all three branches. Congress is a lapdog to the military-industrial complex. I mean, they are owned and controlled almost entirely. As Eisenhower put it, you know, the military-industrial congressional complex. The executive branch has become a dictatorship. And it's not just at the top. It goes all the way down through. Federal employees are no longer protected by the Constitution. Due process, the Administrative Procedure Act, civil service law created after World War II. Actually, it was around before that, but the Administrative Procedure Act, the most recent large, I guess, enactment of the law or re-enactment of the law was in 47, was so that the Coast Guard would be, as a civil service, it would protect them and their due process rights administratively so that they could, and even for union members, which I have been, and the union's been deeply involved in this, or association, we're supposed to not be, under the Labor Management Report and Disclosure Act, not be blocked from getting into court for more than 4 months. So basically it puts upon any administrative proceeding or tribunal a four-month deadline to piss or get off the pot, and then allows and protects the individual's right to get into federal court. And all of that, I mean, just one law after the other to protect federal employees, U.S. citizens, Americans, has been attacked and trashed to where the Constitution does not extend into civil service anymore, federal employment, even state employment. Be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer? and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Paranoia is in bloom. The PR transmissions will resume. I try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise.
All right. Another... We're back. Okay, now we are back. Yeah, I am. Because I'm not an attorney, and writing appeal to the Ninth Circuit is, they've got people that's all they do. They're certified specialists. I've tried to obtain an attorney. I don't even, it's too late now. I've got 30 days to file the brief. I would, ask for an attorney, but I don't think there are any out there. I don't think that there's any capable attorneys that can confront something like this. Some extremely powerful, extremely well-connected, extremely corrupt, if not even evil, individuals have set their sights on me because of what I moved to expose and to correct. And ensure that, money that we pay as taxpayers was used where it's supposed to. And what's going on, I've talked to my girlfriend about this, is that, it's just like what went on in the Italian Republic and or Kingdom Empire, depending on, how it waffled back and forth over time, to where the legionnaires and or troops, the Italian troops, were promised all sorts of things by the Senate, and what eventually made it into their hands or mouths was a fraction of what they were promised. And all those who were contracted, like, I think of names like KBR and Z and Halliburton and General Electric and General Dynamics and all sorts of others that are out there, that instead of providing what they're promised, figure out ways to short circuit and provide something other than, or what they believe equal to, or something that is clearly less than what they have agreed to provide. So it's not just making profit off of, having access to the system, and not just federal contracting, but military federal contracting. This went on in our own Civil War. Uniforms that were made out of paper were delivered to the troops, and many of them froze because they didn't have real uniforms. Cannonballs that were to be delivered were empty boxes, et cetera, et cetera. And, Lincoln had brought in the Keytown laws, which were effectively, he who sues for the king, or he who sues for himself sues for the king, which was translated, since we didn't live in a kingdom back then, now we do, or what appears to be, or is functioning much like a kingdom. It was translated more to be, he who sues for himself sues for the republic or for the people. basically to where, you know, you were to an extent of a private attorney general seeking recovery on behalf of the United States yourself, and the awards for doing such are, you know, 30% of the recovery or just over. But even now, like in I was talking to Richard Block from the National Mariners Association recently, where this individual, a seaman, was forced to work on a dive boat. He was an engineer working on a dive boat, forced to work in the bilge where the holding tank was not working and they would not repair it or something was going on with it. And he eventually had to have his colon removed or a portion of it, had about $168,000 in medical damages or costs. He sued, was able to get an attorney, an admiralty attorney. He sued, was able to get maintenance and cure, which was, you know, medical coverage and recovery for him, which I guess his expenses were around $168,000. And that was awarded by the district court. The circuit court stepped in, reduced it to $70,000, basically arbitrarily, and said that the $70,000 was more in line with the negotiated rate. The circuit court didn't come in and negotiate it for him, or some insurance company, or some, or the employer. You know, it would have been great to say that the rate could be reduced if the employer was to pay all the medical costs and could somehow negotiate it down. Fine, no problem. But now the healthcare or health providers are suing this individual for the balance. The guy is close to death, on his deathbed, not doing very well. And so rather than just kick him when he's down, he's now responsible for, and he can't work because of what's gone on, and, you know, even because of the suit and stuff, being able to get employment in the industry again is next to impossible. The protection and indemnity insurance clubs and others who are deeply involved in much of all this will make sure that, you know, his license is taken away, like what they've done with me in my situation, and use it as a way to, you know, take all the money back, if not completely destroy the individual, or worst case, like in my own situation, insure the individual with death benefits and then collect them upon his own death as they drive him into an early grave. The people that I've come across in all this are scarier than hell. They are, I can't think of a more apropos word than evil. They are amoral. You know, the judge sitting on the case is a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard himself. He's not a real judge. He's a quote-unquote hearing officer. They're now saying that they are judges. Coast Guard has its own tribunal system that it's using for civilians and using military JAG counsel in the Coast Guard to charge those that they identify and allege are civilians, supposedly, like in my own situation, and prosecute them aggressively for being, quote-unquote, medically, mentally incompetent to cover up what is going on. And it's why it was outlawed in the Whistleblower Protection Act, 1998, and a number of, you know, amendments since. Leahy and others were, Senator Leahy and I'm trying to get some of the others that were behind it. Can't think of Leahy. He was a big proponent behind it. Federal employees are not protected. And if federal employees are not protected, whether they be in the military, the Uniform Code of Military Justice has become a one-way highway. It's not a place to file grievances or complaints or, you know, blow the whistle or anything else. It is about, you know, I mean, look at what they've done with Bradley Manning. And to an extent, I would say I don't care what this individual has done to an extent. I don't care what he's charged with. we're not supposed to change the way that we do things and presume that somebody is guilty and treat them differently than somebody that we are to presume is innocent. It's supposed to be the same, and we're not supposed to take that standard and apply the standard that is applied to somebody that we want to presume is guilty and then treat all those who are supposed to be presumed innocent the same so that it's, you know, equal justice under the law somehow. The presumption of innocence since 9/11 has been taken out of our system of jurisprudence. There, I mean, even in what I just received back from the Ninth Circuit, I am astounded that there was not more intellectual curiosity in, you know, even perusing the motion for counsel to see what's going on and go, oh my God, this is really what's going on in the executive branch. I think we need to, you know, going way back when I had asked for appointment of a special master, and the Secretary of Commerce had actually, and I think this is part of what's going on even with the realignment of the federal government and the marrying of the different agencies and or departments, which I think people are going to be astounded with. I mean, it's going to be the biggest alignment since the creation of Homeland Security, and it's going to do away with, or at least bring in, you know, just like what was carried out with Homeland Security, to some department and or agency of 5, 6, 7, 8 other departments and or agencies. And I don't, you know, I think that it's better to, and I think our founders agreed in the doctrine of separation of powers, the more diffuse the power is, the more, because it's all done at cost. And at some point, it's better to have more people in power, you know, spread out than amassed in one large bureaucracy. I mean, look what TSA, Department of Homeland Security, look at what all these agencies are and have been doing now. And, you know, Secretary Janet Napolitano put out a, and this goes to my own issue, and Ninth Circuit could care less. She put out a delegation saying that the United States Merchant Marine, a civil service, supposedly, and I'm kind of like in a unusual position coming out of not just a maritime academy, but Federal Maritime Academy, and naval officer and more all tied to it, but this was something that was started by Roosevelt in the lead up to and prior to the war. And it is something that the Bush administration, even Clinton, tried to actually protect it. He put out Title 11 loans for the shipping industry for, you know, basically trying to recreate our United States Merchant Marine. And, of course, that was all shot down by George W. Bush and reversed, if not, you know, aggressively, in trying to use things like Hutchinson Whampoa, a British corporation that was, it's supposedly now Chinese, but I, you know, I think the Brits and the Royals are still clearly aligned or have a toehold on the management of that company. And in my mind, the fact that George W. Bush wanted to turn over scanning of our container cargo to that company, and do it out of the Bahamas rather than an American company, and, you know, an American company, even if it's based overseas somewhere, you know, Guam or some other place, Hawaii, et cetera, or even on the ships themselves, to have the equipment on board to be able to scan and inspect as the stuff is loaded. Ignoring and, you know, of course, using and working with any port facilities that are overseas, but not to rely on them, to rely on our own equipment, our own personnel, our own training, our own expertise, so that we take on onto our ships cargo that is safe. And the globalists, these world federalists, these corporatist, fascist, whatever you want to call them, those who believe that government of, by, and for the people is communism somehow, and that the more removed government and control, even of the corporations, is from we the people, the better off they are. And they believe the better off they are, the better off we are somehow, which is just not the case. Getting back to this, I'm looking at the informal brief that I have to file to the Ninth Circuit, where I can just tell you they're not going to, why the Ninth Circuit is deeply involved in it. They're not going to take a real look at it. Alex Kaczynski, who's the Chief Justice now for the Ninth Circuit, has his own fingerprints and hands on my, and signature on my case. Going back into 2003, 2004, 7, 8 years ago. So why would I expect now that he's in charge and was placed in charge, I believe, to some extent for what he had done involving my own case and taking it off the calendar, ruling on it even though it wasn't before him, and sending me back to the executive branch almost as if he had sent me to Guantanamo. I know some may accuse me of being overly dramatic, but I don't think you can understand what I've been put through. Accusing somebody of trying to be aligned with Timothy McVeigh is disturbing in and of itself. Lying and stealing and falsifying medical records, and watching these people in court where they hate you, people I don't even know, and it's clearly because they're involved in the corruptions and in using the federal government to steal from the American people, and seeing the hatred in their eyes and in the way, you know, like this Captain Arthur French, and I think of Smith, GlaxoKline, French. French is one of the names that was removed in the merger. I believe he has direct ties to it, not only because of his medical background, the way he handled himself, his last name, and the issues of psychiatry and APA and more that all surround this, to where the federal government can use a branch of military that I'm not in to forcibly diagnose me, to use military personnel to do that, that I have no, you know, I don't wear that uniform. A branch of service that's not even supposed to be a branch of military, it's supposed to be a civil service, and that's serving over now in the Gulf, involved with Iran, where people like Lieutenant Commander Brzezinski, who was brought in as a direct commission officer from as an assistant prosecutor out of Virginia, who has a very, I can't even say checkered, it's a very dark past. Not only the Rinden versus TSA case, he ruled on cases, commerce cases involving Iran and blocking pump parts getting into Iran for pumping oil. And this was in the lead up to the war. So these are the kind of people that I have been forced to face off against and deal with for the last 8 years, who have no heart, no soul, no care for the American people. They are greedy, dirty bastards. Even they've been focused on by the Secretary of Commerce, who was removed from his position because he went after these guys, and they were focused on by Special Master Swartwood, who was appointed by the Secretary of Commerce.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4-1-2-1.
Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All the green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Can you hear me? All right. Sorry about that technical difficulty. I'm reading the appellant's informal brief, and since I'm not counsel and have no idea what I'm doing in the Ninth Circuit, and, you know, it's gotten so specialized that, you know, they have certified Ninth Circuit specialists, I will have to file an appellant's informal brief, and I get to attach additional sheets as necessary. They give you up to 40 double-spaced pages to tack onto it. But date of entry of judgment or order of originating court, I don't even know what the NTSB is involved, Coast Guard is involved, the Admiral is involved, ALJs are involved, you know, Federal District Court is involved where the cases begin. The Ninth Circuit Appellate Court is involved where, you know, date of service of any motion after judgment other than for fees and costs. You know, this is almost as if it's a civil case or whatever. Date of entry of order deciding motion, date notice of appeal filed for prisoners, date you gave notice of appeal to prison authorities. Number two is, what are the facts of your case? I think you need a whole page for that. What did you ask the originating court to do? For example, award damages, give injunctive relief, etc. State the claim or claims you raised at the originating court. What issues are you raising on appeal? What do you think the originating court did wrong? Six, did you present all issues listed in number five to the originating court? If not, why not? What law supports these issues on appeal? You may, but need not, refer to cases and statutes. Do you have any other case pending in this court? If so, give the name and docket number of each case. Nine, have you filed any previous cases which have been decided by this court? If so, give the name and docket number of each case. For prisoners, did you exhaust all administrative remedies for each claim prior to filing your complaint in the district court? So, normally I would have, you know, had I had counsel or the means or ability, would have filed something in the district court as a cross complaint and tried to stay the Ninth Circuit petition, and, you know, had the federal rules of civil procedure and federal rules of evidence and, you know, federal rules of criminal procedure. And, you know, in these proceedings, they can use hearsay within hearsay. It's unbelievable. Signing off. I don't know where this is all going to leave. It's not good. So, peace, people.